love that tune. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very Necessary Podcast.
Hi.
Oh, that was like a little rap that went along with the beat.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I was like, Very Necessary Podcast. I can't do it now.
Okay.
I'm off beat.
Lord Jesus. Go, go, go. Oh, my gosh.
What's up? How you doing?
You know, I'm just...
That was a long sigh.
Child, life been lifin'.
What you been up to?
Ready to punch all them niggas out at that job.
Dang.
I put a post...
You violence, don't you?
I do.
You look like it.
What? When you can't figure out what to do, most times, your mind just resorts to violence. It doesn't resort to peace and harmony. So here's the deal, and I'm too old for this, but I love The Pink. I love P-Valley. That's like my movie. That's just something I can watch over and over again. I got a thing for strippers. Hey, so I know all the characters on P-Valley, and I feel like I'm the Tydell Ruffin.
Which one is that?
And if you so Tydell Ruffin was the mayor. Of Chuckalisa.
Okay.
But he was very charismatic. Mm-hmm. He cursed a lot. Mm-hmm. And but he was a pillar of the community, because mm-hmm. Tydell made sure ain't nobody water get cut off, and he did what he needed to do. He did some little strange shit too, stole some money here, there, you know, wild out. But he had a good heart, but he was a hood nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'll affectionately refer to myself as the Tydell Ruffin of the job. But I also am, you know, Uncle Clifford too. It's crazy. But I say all that to say, I think it was the first season. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what episode it was, but it was the last episode of the season. I don't know if it was one or two, but it was Murder Night at P-Valley when the whole shit popped off. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a culmination of...
That was season one.
Yeah, it was 50 million like fires just going on mm-hmm. all around P-Valley. And I have said it has been fucking Murder Night every fucking day throughout this summer of my job. And I'm too old for this shit. I'm tired.
At what point do you, when you spaz out, you know you're about to spaz out? Like, is it a click in the brain, or is it something that builds up that you are aware of and it just happens?
But I've been telling them, like, we've all been telling them, like, what, like, y'all keep bringing in more work. More things for us to do, more patients for us to see, but you are not getting help. Bitch, help me. Help me do
or
this.
Or is it help and it's not dispersed evenly?
Well, that too, because then you got motherfuckers on the job who basically like, motherfuckers ain't gonna work me all day. Work your ass. But the shit got to get done. So you, number one, we short staff. Two, then you got lazy motherfuckers who won't help you. And you know they ain't helping. So now that creates an animosity.
Mm-hmm.
So you damn if you do, damn if you don't. So then when you got to deal with that shit all day. And it's, there's nothing you can do about it.
You're going to lash out. You're going to start lashing out.
Right.
People already have... perception of you anyway.
Right.
Not saying you personally, mm-hmm. but you know, just people in general.
It's me.
And so it's gonna make the environment much worse.
Right.
Because you're gonna start
lashing out
or you're going to ignore, you're gonna do something that's going to tick the other person off.
Which of course is gonna magnify
mm-hmm.
the Tydell Ruffin in me.
Why they had to put his last name as Ruffin? So he's some kind of David.
I don't know. And I say all that to say, so when I get off.
I think that's part of America's problem.
Right. So then when I get off, I have to. And when I get to work, when I'm on my way to work, I listen to something, makes me feel good. I'm crunk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I get off and I don't talk 8 hours of the day and been frustrated and... Now I got to turn the radio off because I can't hear anything else. I have to totally decompress. Then I have to go home to my house. And I can't be bothered with anyone there. Mm. So that's why I'm glad I'm in my zone alone. And, you know, there are times that I go check on my mom, but I can't even do too much of that. Mm-hmm. I got to. That's enough. And so I am enjoying my solitude outside of the daily murder night.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I don't know if I am not lonely, but I am enjoying my solitude, but I feel like I have become more isolated because being overstimulated will cause you to feel like you need to shut everything out.
I get you because I find myself now, and you know me, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago plus, I used to love being out and about. And till this day, everybody knows me as the roadrunner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I keep changing the narrative, say I'm not that person anymore. And it's so hard for them to believe. And I have become such a hermit now. No, seriously. And I sit back and I think for other people that knew the person that I once was, I think it's me. I worry about what, I ain't gonna say I worry about what other people think, but because I don't go out, I rarely go out. I don't really visit family like I used to. My grandkids, my son, only if they need me, because and that's, you know, pretty much twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have my grandkids. But outside of them, like friends, all my friends, every last one of them, I can't even tell you when the last time I've been to their house.
Mm-hmm.
When the last time I probably picked up the phone and called.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been the same person this year than I was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with just being home, watching my TV, or just laying in the bed, listening to my music, or, you know, finding my own entertainment within myself, right?
Yeah.
And other people thinks that I'm isolating
acting
myself.
Funny. Right.
Or acting funny. But right. It's not. No. I promise you, I love each and every one of you the same. Well, not the exact same, but there's no love loss.
Right.
There is no love loss because I don't talk to you every day. Mm-hmm. Even my best friend, she was like, you don't even come over here and visit me. She's been living in her new house a little over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I probably, on one hand, that's how many times I've been in her house. A new house.
Okay.
I just don't, and it's not that.
Maybe she can come to your house.
She can. Anybody can come. But just know I might be in the bedroom.
Right.
Or I might
it's too much for me.
I might be on the chair wrapped up in my blanket. Doesn't mean that I don't want you around. It's just that I am at peace at home. When I get off from work, I don't have
So what
children.
Was the shift with you? I mean, I know my job has gotten like crazy. So what was the shift with you that turned you from roadrunner, social butterfly into hermit?
I think I've ran my course.
Your ass tired.
I'm tired. I've done it all. I've done enough to where I am okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, is there still things that I want to do? Of course, it's more traveling that I would like to do. But around town, there's nothing around. I don't want to see these same people face. I don't. I never understood it then like I do now because I used to like being in the scene, in the mix, in the you know, who's.
Right.
Even though I wasn't never like technically a popular person, but I knew everyone, everything, I was that Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
What was the girl that did the mail, the letter?
I don't know.
So in the movie Bridgerton, there was this, like, she wasn't a spy, but she was the nosy person that knew everybody's business. And then she, on, I think, once a week, she'll send out a newsletter, mm-hmm. and it'd be like the town's gossip. Mm-hmm. But nobody know who that person was that knew the town gossip because she was kept anonymous. I'm not saying that I know the town's gossip, but I knew what was going on
everywhere.
And it's like, dang, how do you know this person? How do you know that person? How you even know this? Like, and
you do know a lot of people.
Yes. And it's like, I'm so out of the loop now. I don't know right from left, left from right at this point. I'm just in the middle. I'm just neutral. I'm at home. I don't be a part of the mix anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. I am alone in my solitude, mm-hmm. enjoying my mental.
Yeah.
But I'm not lonely.
No, right.
You know, if I need to be around someone, I can.
Right.
But I am not to the point where that the being alone or being lonely defines me, mm-hmm. because I'm content. I'm happy. I'm okay. I've done what I wanted to do in life, mm-hmm. up to this point, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah. And you're alone. You're not lonely.
Right.
Those are two totally different things.
Lonely is a state of mind.
Right.
Alone is a peace of mind for me.
Come on.
For me.
Come on.
It is a peace of mind because it's like, have you ever been swimming? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take this analogy of swimming. I was, I had a fear with wetting my face, mm-hmm. getting in a pool, getting water splashed on me. It was a fear because when I was a little girl, I drowned in a pond or a lake or something.
You almost drowned. You didn't drown.
Girl, I felt like I was dead. I slipped on a rock and I was in elementary age, maybe kindergarten, first grade age. Mm-hmm. It was really young. Maybe younger than that.
It was traumatized.
And I was so traumatized. And I never, to this day, well, let's say 3 years ago, and some other things took place that made me afraid of water, mm-hmm. in my face. And so I, at my big ass age, I decided to take swim lessons. Mm-hmm. Because I'm the type of person, I cannot wash my face in the shower.
Right.
I have to do it either before or after the shower. Mm-hmm. Wash my face. And I was like, at this big ass age, I need to learn how to wash my face in the shower. I can't even wash my hair in the shower. Because I feel like I'm drowning. Mm-hmm. But I can wash, but my back has to be turned to the...
It's psychological.
Yeah, my back, mm-hmm. has to be turned to the shower. Mm-hmm. And when I wash off my front, I'm so far away from the water. Mm-hmm. Like, and I have the hand, mm-hmm. Sprayer, so I use that. And but anyway, I went... At my big ass age, take swimming lessons. And above the pool, you hear all the commotion. It sounds like New York City, mm-hmm. I don't care what time of day.
Because the room is echoey.
Traffic, mm-hmm. horns, people talking. People talking loud over here. Somebody had music playing. It was a competitor's, I think these group of girls and guys was in like a swim, mm-hmm. competition. Swimming. Yeah, mm-hmm. but they was training. Mm-hmm. And so my instructor, she said, today's lesson, we're going to go underwater and we're going to stay there for 10 seconds. Mm. And she taught me how to hold my breath underwater. But, mm-hmm. as soon as I submerged underwater, it was silent. It was calm. It was peace. I couldn't believe while I was underwater that all of that around me was still going on, mm-hmm. in the same room, but I was submerged underwater. I couldn't hear it anymore, or it was suppressed so small, like it was super, super suppressed. And then when I came out of the water, it's like back on.
Yes. Volume back up.
Volume back up. It wasn't gradually increasing. It was like, bam. Mm-hmm. And that's how I... Look at my life now. I leave work. It's so much going on in the world. It's so much going on with people. Mm-hmm. It is so much. And then when I get home, I feel like I am being submerged under the water, where it's peace, where it's calm, where it's, you know, I can see what's going on, but I don't hear what's going on.
Right.
And that's what I find at home. That's my analogy of me being in the water. And it was so profound when I actually took that lesson, the swim lesson. Still can't swim. But just the difference of having all of that commotion going on around you, you're looking for some quietness. You're looking for peace. I done been out in the street. I don't want that. I just want to go home, watch a good movie, find me a good series, and just eat good. And just be home.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
That I don't have to cook. I don't have to cook for anybody. I don't have to pick nobody up from school. I ain't got to cook. I can get me something good to eat, cheap. The other day, it was a kind of dreary day. It was cold. And I said, I'm going to get me some chili from the Wendy's with a baked potato. But that goddamn chili and that baked potato was so goddamn good.
Oh.
And cost me under $5. You know? Those are life's little pleasures, baby. And so I got home and I lit some candles because now I create these ambiances for myself. Mm-hmm. And I lit some candles and I poured me a glass of wine. Mm. Had me some Stella on chill, baby.
Okay.
And I sat there with my little tray table. And I just decompressed, and there wasn't no nigga there. Wasn't no nigga there looking at me, trying to jump up and down or up in my shit. Wasn't no nigga there talking about, well, I'm gonna eat. Cause why fuck you?
You ain't thought about that before you got home? Right. I thought about me before I got home. I knew
it was just me and the creeks and the flow and the stillness of my house and everything just the way I wanted it. Nobody's shit I got to look at, clean up. Just my stuff, my life, my peace.
Yes.
And that shit felt so nice. And I keep my ringer off my phone. I saw the text messages and shit and the notifications coming up on my phone. Fuck that. Fuck it.
Sometimes I'm
not going to answer.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to look at it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want somebody triggering me and pissing me off that I got to even respond to some bullshit.
I mean, it used to be a point where I felt like if I did not respond right away, mm-mm, that it was going to cause a conflict. Mm-mm. I didn't choose me. I was choosing everybody around me, mm-hmm, before I chose myself. These are little small things. When you start choosing yourself first,
right,
other people that are not used to you choosing you first going to look at you, yeah, saying, oh, you're changing. Yeah, I am changing. I'm changing to better me. Mm-hmm. I am changing. It's no ill will towards you, but I'm sick of always putting everybody else first and myself last. In the smallest things, I don't care if it's responding to a text message. Now, if it's something urgent, and I know that my response is needed, mm-hmm, that's different. But just regular conversation, or if there's somebody else that can do it for you, let them do it. I'm sick of you always calling me. Who else did you call before you called me?
But I'm glad you said that, because I have to tell my daughter all the time, don't make your lack of preparation an emergency on my part.
Right.
That is not fair to me, because I don't call you. Mm-hmm. With this, ma, I need this, I need that, right now. Can you cash at me? Can you Apple Pay me the money? Mm-hmm. Die right now, because I'm here at the gas tank. I don't do that. I don't call my mother and do that.
Right.
So don't call me and do it, because you don't care about how you plan your life out. Because the times that you could be doing things to get yourself prepared, you all fucking off with your friends.
Yep. Yep. And I'm trying to do is have some peace in my life.
That's it.
And now you're disrupting my peace because you don't want me to be alone.
That's it.
You do not want me to be alone in my thoughts, listen, is weeks where there was about a 2 week span where I was at work and I could not for the life of me. And it's so funny. I didn't even know what day of the week it was for almost 2 weeks straight. That is a problem.
That is. And that's how I be feeling like at murder night.
Everything was running concurrently. It was so intense. It was so, when I say intense, I don't even know how to explain it. It was so much going on at work.
That is fucking stressful.
It was so stressful. I remember going to sleep this particular week on a Monday, and I thought the next day was Saturday. Everything I love, I felt like I don't had a whole work week's worth of work in one day. That's not good.
No, it's not.
And then the week before that, I was waking up every day thinking it was the next day. Like instead of Monday, I go to bed Monday, I'm thinking it's Wednesday. I go to work Wednesday, I'm saying good morning, happy Thursday, and it's just Wednesday. Like I was a day ahead. It was crazy. It was so crazy.
And before it ever gets to that again, Vaughn, I think that's why it was important to have this show today, because
I just want it to be alone.
I don't want work to be so overwhelming to me that I can't enjoy my alone and personal time. Thank God it has not interfered thus far, because I do it. But now, because I'm enjoying my time away from work so much, I'm getting to the point where I'm ready to quit my job.
Oh.
Because I no longer want to be there. Because I feel like there has got to be something less stimulating, less stressful that I can do to create income than to feel like I have to get off of work and take my goddamn bra off and exhale.
I'm telling you.
It'd be some days I be at work, I have to hold my pee. Because if I stop, I lose the momentum and I ain't gonna wanna come back and do this shit. I look so forward to my lunch hour now. Like, I be like, why did I take this shit for granted? And there's a song by Snow Allegra that I listen to quite often now. It's called Save Yourself.
Oh, I need to listen. I don't
fucking
think I've heard
save
that.
Yourself before you get to feeling like that. If your job makes you feel like, yo, fuck this shit. I was like literally about to go to my doctor and get on FMLA the other day. Because what the fuck, y'all?
Oh my gosh.
This too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And all I want to do now, I don't have time to go out. Not that I don't want to go out. I'm okay with not going out. Even if, let's say, I didn't have a stressful job or intense job or a demanding job. Let's just say I just had an easy breezy job. I still will choose going home now and just relaxing, because it ain't nothing. How can I say it? I've done my road running. If I stop today and pick up 6 months from now, a year from now, where I left off, it's going to be the same people doing the same thing shit the same day.
Yeah.
And there's no change. Sometimes you got to let people miss you. You got to exit yourself from the scene or from people and let them miss you. Have something to talk about when you come back together. How much talking can you give a person that you see?
Baby, when I see them niggas down there at the little pub, the little sports bar, and the Bakers and the Sevens and the this and that and the other, and I just
you
be
just
like,
saw each
I'm
other
so,
last night.
I'm so happy. I don't need that. I don't need that. Like, I'm so happy. Ain't no nigga at my house worrying me to death. I don't need that. I don't want it.
But that loneliness, people go out to avoid loneliness. That's why, because they don't want to be alone. They don't want the feeling of being by themselves. The only time you'll find somebody by themselves, they sick. And then they be worrying other people to come over there and bring them some soup.
That's when you need somebody. That's when you need somebody to make sure your ass ain't in there dying.
But I'm at the point where I'm good with just being alone, away from the riffraff.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that I'm lonely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it.
In solitude.
Yes. Give me my peace
of mind. Solitude is a good
thing. And I say, you're not busy enough if you don't want to be alone.
But if you don't enjoy your own company, do other people enjoy your company?
Well, it depends on it depends on the person. I would say it definitely depends on the person. Because you may be a person that people just don't want to be around.
Right.
You know, and you probably need to be by yourself to find yourself.
Yeah. Well, I have found myself. I enjoy Yolanda.
Because, okay, nobody, you don't have to
I love living on Yolanda Island.
You don't have to share your
Island.
Space and your attention with someone else when you want to be selfish to yourself.
Yes.
Just be, it's such I don't a beautiful see nothing wrong place. With being selfish to yourself.
Create your own little island. Make it an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, you will look at loneliness much differently.
And I know we're going to go, but I like the fact that you said you light your candles. Well, I have candles. I have wallflowers. I have, my house smells so good.
What? Decadent.
It smells so good. Oh my goodness. I can't wait for the holidays to come so it can be like cinnamon and.
Yeah, I'm not coming.
You don't like cinnamon?
No.
I like the
pumpkin spice. No.
Yeah, the pumpkin spice.
No.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So right. I can't wait for the holidays to come so I can decorate. Because that right there will even make it much better. But anyway.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
We enjoyed y'all. We hope you enjoyed us.
Yes.
All right. And we out.